This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
I gotta tell you though, I told you earlier in the show that my mom's blowing me up with these furniture texts. I just got three more. I'm trying to stay away from saying, Mom, I don't need 23 text messages within like a 2 or 3 hour span, but they're still coming. I'm going to have the talk. I hate doing that because I love Mom. I appreciate her helping me out. But at some point, my phone's going nuts. And every time I look over, it's a new bedspread. It's a new bed frame. It's a new headboard. I'm like, okay, Mom, you've given me 48 options. I have plenty now.
Well, Jinx, there's an option on your phone where you can silence just that conversation. Because I've done this with group chats before.
Yeah.
You know, when you get in a group text and people just won't shut up? It's like, all right, we get it. Like, you guys are catching up. Do this on your own time. And now I sound absolutely miserable, and there's a reason I don't have friends.
Well, if you're going to text Chelsea, little word to the wise, make it a one-on-one text. Don't make it a group text. Let's add a member to our group right now here on the show and bring in our good friend Nick Costas, of course, the co-host of You Better You Bet weekdays from 3 to 7 in the East, the man who built the wagertainment brand and on Twitter at the Costas. Nick, great to have you with us here on the show. And let's start with your Giants, because I love them at +3 going to Miami, because Danny Dimes is 11-4 as a road dog in his career. However, now we're finding out that he's not going to play. Mike Glennon's going to be the guy instead. And now your Giants are getting, I believe, 4.5 at the Dolphins. Do you still like the G-men here?
Well, first off, great to be on with you guys. Love the show. Thank you very much for having me. I want to talk about the Giants in a second, but can we talk about texting for a second?
And then yes.
I'll give you my stuff on the Giants.
I have become
38, and I have become, I feel like a very old person in terms of the way I text. And I think my guy Shay is working with you guys this morning, and Shay helps me with my sports betting minutes and works on our show on Sundays. And when Shay and I have to communicate, like to get my sports betting minutes done during the day, and he helps me record them out of Chicago, I've become one of these people that now each thought is its own text. So I have like six thoughts to send. Instead of sending like a paragraph, I will now send six like four-word texts.
Don't do it.
That's the worst.
I've submitted to it. I have succumbed to it. It is what it is. I am that person now.
Nick, and I do the like, same thing, though.
I've noticed it happening. It's bad.
Nick, here's what you do. You just hit, it's not difficult, but I had to train myself. You just hit return, and then you can start a new thought, a new paragraph. It's just the space.
You got
with the six or seven thoughts, the rapid fire stream of consciousness?
That's the worst.
Well, I fully admit at this point in my life that I'm completely on the normal people scale. I'm pretty nuts. And so that's just it. You know, I'm going to fire them off, and you're going to get 15 texts from me instead of one or two big ones. And that's just that. Anyway, onto the Giants. This broke literally at the end of our show yesterday on You Better You Bet. We were coming off like 53, and we're off the air like 55 or whatever. And Ken Barkley, my co-host Lockie Lockerson, is giving his overnight bets in college basketball. And I see our executive producer on You Better You Bet, Scott Lynn, types Daniel Jones out. Mike Lennon going to start it. I'm just like, well, we lose. Great, because we bet the Giants yesterday +3 during the day, so we probably lose that bet. And then Ken said, because this we talked only on the air for about 15 seconds about this before we literally at the end of our show, and he's 100% right, and it made me think about it. Yeah, we're just going to wait, and we're gonna bet the Giants again. So that's what I'm going to do here. So right now at Bet Rivers, You Better You Bet show sponsor, not sure when it is, Bet MGM. The Dolphins look like they're heading towards a 6-point favorite. It's not quite like 5.75. It's still 5.5, but it's closer to 6 than it is to 5. If this number hits 6, I'm definitely going to bet the Giants. Like there's no way that Daniel Jones is a 3-point difference in the spread for Mike Glennon. It just can't be. So yeah, I'm gonna bet the Giants again, and I'm actually gonna really feel good about it. But I really want to get 6, so I'm gonna wait this out, and then I'm gonna come back and I'm gonna bet the Giants again.
Well, the problem for me facing the Dolphins is they're very good at getting after the quarterback. Like they've prided themselves on really blitzing and trying to force turnovers. And we all know that's the problem for Daniel Jones is the turnovers. But speaking of games with big question marks, let's switch gears to the Cowboys and the Saints. And I think for me right now, it's a stay away just because I'm not sure who's playing for the Saints. And it's been a problem for the Saints. It's not just one of their offensive pieces. It's a ton of them. So do you have a leaning on Cowboys Saints? I know it's really tempting to take the Saints at home in primetime, getting 4.5 points, especially with this Cowboys team looking a bit crippled lately. But yeah, what side would you lean towards?
I bet the Saints yesterday. I bet the Saints +5. I think the game should be lined like 3 or 3.5, honestly. So I don't know. But Chelsea, you are right about questioning who's going to play in this game. Like, is Amari Cooper going to play for Dallas? You know, he still hasn't been activated off the COVID list. You know, Mike McCarthy's not going to coach in the game, but he has, you know, obviously, you know, running their meetings virtually, saying that, you know, Cooper's worried about his conditioning. Like, he hasn't practiced in almost 2 weeks now. So just because Cooper gets cleared, if and when that happens today on Wednesday, doesn't mean he's guaranteed to play in the game. I'm sure he would, but he may not be at like a full, like, optimal physical condition if and when that happens. And for New Orleans, you're 100% right. And I think a lot of my bullishness early in the week came from the fact that it looked like New Orleans was going to get their offensive linemen back, with Ramchek and Armstead, and Kamara and Ingram are both going to be back in the backfield. I think now we kind of wait with bated breath to see what the injury report's going to be today for New Orleans. If the Saints even get one of those offensive linemen back, I still feel like 4.5 is going to be a pretty good number. I do feel like Taysom Hill is an upgrade over Trevor Siemian, although we're not talking like massive here. But I mean, Siemian can't move. He's not great. Like, Taysom is Siemian, except he's like a good runner of the football as well. So yeah, I would never bet Dallas. I've already bet the Saints. I guess time will tell to see if this is a bad bet based on what the injury report looks like today. But I think it's just as a New Orleans or pass bet for me tomorrow night.
We're talking with Nick Costas, co-host of You Better You Bet weekdays 3-7 in the East, the man who built the Wagertainment brand. Give him a follow on Twitter, a great follow at the Costas. Nick, I wanted to ask you a little bit about that Saints quarterback situation, because as you know, quarterback is the most important position in the NFL. It can certainly move the number, but is there really a significant difference outside of Taysom Hill being able to run the football? It really doesn't move the needle for me. I'm more concerned with who's going to be healthy for Dallas and if the Saints are going to be healthier.
No, to completely agree. Like, there's no doubt about it. Like, I don't know, like, how much of a, it's kind of hard to quantify because we've seen Taysom Hill obviously in a limited sample size, and you know, it's kind of like, you know, has he made like the strides that, you know, Sean Payton probably hopes? I mean, they paid him like $15 billion to be like a backup, right? So you know, hopefully he's been studying and he's been putting the work in and he's going to be pretty good. But no, I 100% agree with you. Like, you'd like both offensive linemen being out is much more impactful for the Saints than like the whatever the upgrade or downgrade is from Siemian to Taysom Hill. So I agree 100%. The bet is entirely more about like the team being healthier. And like in my head, I think Taysom's going to be an upgrade over Siemian. Do I think that means he's like a point or point and a half difference on the spread? No. I mean, maybe, we just don't know. So I do agree with your general thought though, that like Kamara and the offensive linemen are more valuable to the point spread than Taysom Hill is.
All right, so let's dive into college football a little bit, because it's championship weekend, a huge game on the board between Alabama and Georgia, in which Alabama, I think, is getting 6.5 points right now, which is crazy. They haven't been underdogs since 2015, but we are talking about a Georgia team that not only has been really good, but also really consistent. Do you have any leanings on this one?
Yeah, I bet Alabama at +7 earlier in the week. I just think like 7's kind of like crazy, and of course, like, Georgia could kind of roll over them here. I understand that like Georgia's defense is great. Are we certain that like Georgia's going to score like 1,000,000 points in this game? Like, it just became like a valuable number play for me. Like, I do think Georgia's going to win the game. Georgia very likely to win a national championship, reflected in like their insane odds to win the title now, like -200 to win the championship with 3 games still left to play. So yeah, I do think Georgia's going to win the game. And I think Nick Saban kind of like tells you that a little bit, telegraphs it. Like, after the Auburn game on Saturday, he's out there talking to Jamie Ertl on the sidelines of CBS, and he looked like he wanted to smoke a cigarette. He's just like, man, I can't believe we won this game, basically. How the hell did that happen? We really escaped here out of this one here in Jordan-Hare. So I think Bama's on borrowed time right now. I don't think they're going to win the game. But, I mean, if we're talking 7, and I'm looking at the spread right now, and like it's more likely to go up to 7 than it is to come back down to 6 based on where the juice is right now. I do think Alabama 7 is valuable. But just like, I mean, really, like 7, you want to tell me 5.5, we can certainly have that conversation. I even think Bama at 6 would be a bet for me, but I'm in at 7, so I'm on Alabama to cover on Saturday against Georgia.
I'd love to see Nick Saban smoking a heater after a big win, by the way. I know he wasn't, but I feel like that would just be like to catch him behind the football facilities, like, oh my god, glad that
well
was
they
over.
Smoke cigars after the Tennessee game. That's like their tradition.
It is, but I want to see old school, you know, when a player, even a coach, would just light up a cigarette on the sideline. Like,
looks,
man,
like Burrow after LSU won the national championship, smoking the cigarette in the locker room. And for me, like, I rarely smoke, but like the second, and I rarely drink, but the moment that alcohol touches my lips, I want to eat like a cigarette sandwich. Like, love to smoke cigarettes when I drink. Oh, yeah. Mm.
What is that? Is that Parliament? Oh, it's delicious. It's absolutely delicious.
I tell you, man. Like one sip of alcohol, and like you could give me like a Newport, and that is basically like a $120 steak. It's the best.
Nick has one sip of bourbon, and he's like, I'm gonna go buy a whole box of Newpies.
I don't know what kind of man you think I am that I drink bourbon. No, that's no bourbon. Like, give me like some kind of like a Heineken Light, or I'm a Tito's guy. Like a Tito's.
Oh, I like Tito's.
Oh yeah, yeah. Tito's and
we
soda.
Can agree on Tito's.
Oh yeah, little Tito's, and then a couple Marlboro Lights, and I'm in heaven basically.
All so, right.
Nick,
well, we've.
Why do you think
about...
my voice sounds so screwed up, man? It's a lot of cigarettes over the years.
So we've talked about carnies, we've talked about edibles, and now we have talked about cigarette sandwiches.
One of those two things is one of my favorite topics. Yeah.
Any other bets on the board that you like this weekend before we let you go?
Yeah, let me go through it here. I'm going to bring it up on my phone so my computer doesn't blow up.
It's got a CVS receipt.
Okay. So I bet the Chargers. Three, yep. I think, is an insane number on the road in Cincinnati. This was 3.5 yesterday. Ken was able to grab 3.5. I grabbed 3 like an idiot. If it goes back up to 3.5, I'll bet it again. I think the game should be like Cincinnati -1. I think this is a total recency bias that this has reached 3. 3 is my buy point with the Chargers. So I think you can pretty much get that anywhere. You, the person listening, watching. Absolutely love the Chargers along with the Giants. Giants was my favorite bet. I think 6 is probably like, I still like the Giants, but it's gotta be 6. I have to decide if I want to bet Atlanta or not. Would not bet Tampa Bay. Yeah, I know. But listen, I told you last week, though, right?
Yeah.
One in Jacksonville.
Sure did.
I would never, never bet Tampa here. I think fair price here is 10. So I think anything above 10, it's just like, do I want to bet the Falcons or not? And I'm not sure I do. So I haven't yet. I may end up betting Atlanta, but I have not yet. Eagles-Jets. So Ken and I are at odds on this game. I don't know if I should use that pun given we're talking about sports betting, but we're on the opposite sides here. Ken makes the game like 9 for the Eagles. Now, this is assuming Jalen Hurts plays, and we don't know if Hurts is going to play. Gardner Minshew may play. I made the game 5.5, and I think that when him and I have that big of a difference, I feel like he's probably right. So that makes me nervous. If the number ever hits 7, I'm going to bet the Jets, and that would only be if Jalen Hurts plays. If Minshew's going to play and this number comes down and it hits like 4, I'm probably going to bet Philadelphia. So I don't know if I gave you like a great answer there, but it's just really like we've got a lot of uncertainty this week at quarterback in a bunch of these games. I think I'm actually going to bet the Texans, but I'm waiting to see where this line goes with Indianapolis. I actually think the line should be below 7 and it's 9. So I'm going to wait to see if I can get a 10 with the Texans. And if I do, I'll bet that. If not, I'll have a decision to make come the weekend. We talked about the Giants. I would never bet the Jaguars, only the Rams. And we'll see if Stafford plays or if it's John Wolford. But that's a Rams or nothing bet. I think the game should be 13. It's 12.5. I think that's a little nuts. I did bet the Raiders yesterday. I think the Raiders under 3 is a great bet against Washington. I think Washington, like the game on Monday, was entirely about Russell Wilson being Geno Smith and not Washington being great. So I bet the Raiders under 3. I'm going to bet the Steelers. I'm just waiting for an entry point. I think 4 is crazy. I'm going to bet the Bills on Monday night and anything below a field goal against the Patriots.
Ooh, I feel like I need a cigarette after all of those bets.
did you have a drink? In which case, then yeah. It's never too early.
8:30? I think it is.
Ah, Chelsea, that's late for this show. It's time to start tying one on. He is As Good As It Gets, co-host of You Better You Bet, weekdays from 3 to 7 in the East, the man who built the Wagertainment brand. It's our friend Nick Costas. Nick, great stuff as always. Grab yourself a Tito's, couple Marlboro Reds, and enjoy your day.
Now, Marlboro Reds, man. Like I said, you think I'm that big of a man? I mean, drinking bourbon and smoking Marlboro Reds, man. I'm a sissy boy, man. No way. Give me a Marlboro Light. Can I hit you guys with my catchphrase on the show? Is that like?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, wishing everyone minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck.
Bam, there it is. Had to hear it. Thanks so much, Nick. This is the Daily Tip from BetQL, presented by BetMGM. If you want the best segments and best interviews from our show delivered to your phone, subscribe and follow the Daily Tip wherever you get your podcast. It's all on BetQL and all available on the Odyssey app. I smoked at one time. I was a social smoker, never a regular smoker, but I used to go out when you could smoke in bars and light a couple up, sing karaoke. Those were the days.
Smoking's disgusting. Let me just, stop with the jokes. Cigarettes smell terrible.
Correct.
Like, if you're going to smoke something, you know, smoke something else. But cigarettes, like, it gets in your hair and your clothes smell like it. Like, no thanks.
Here's what I like about cigarettes. You go out, you have a couple drinks, you smoke, and then you wake up the next morning and you're just filled with self-loathing. And it's, you smell awful. You think, my God, what am I doing with my life? It actually helped me get my life straight, smoking. So I'm very thankful to the time when I was a smoker.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.